Well, that was a tough weekend. We knew it would be. They talked about releasing that video of the murder of Tyre Nichols after 6 o'clock on a Friday. I still don't quite understand what the thought process was on that. Nolan Findlay of the Detroit News, the editorial page editor, wrote a wonderful piece on gun control that really had nothing to do with this story, but I have to start off with at least getting his thoughts on what we all saw in the murder of Tyre Nichols. Nolan Findlay, Detroit News editorial page editor. Good morning, my friend. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you.
What did you think when you saw the video? I can tell you what I thought, but I already said it. You say what you thought.
It was just unfathomable to me, Paul, that sort of inhumanity, that sort of rage and unprovoked response here. I couldn't figure out the why of it and why it didn't stop and why today, after all we've been through with this sort of thing as a country, it didn't occur to somebody to stop this.
Yeah, and you know what? It occurred to them, though, after they were standing around. We are not stupid, you beasts. They start talking among themselves so that it gets on their cameras. He tried to take my gun. He was reaching for my gun and all this other baloney and cheese. These were the most inept, idiotic five people to wear a badge. But then I say, I hope. And what we learn here because of those cameras and the breaking of the old code of silence that used to exist in the police world, we have to say if we think, oh, my God, many of the things that have been alleged that we just couldn't believe are turning out to be true because those cameras are there and catching not bad police work, not a failing of police work, a failing of basic humanity, as the police chief actually said. It's frightening, Nolan, and it's scary.
It is, and you know the Scorpion unit that was working in Memphis, these squads designed to prevent violence and crime, brought back memories to me of Stress, the program that was in place when I first started reporting here many years ago, and created so much pain and resentment in the community here, where you had these roaming squads of police officers really out there trying to lure people into committing crime so they could respond in this manner. And, we've been through that here, and now this is 40-some years later, and we're seeing it, a very similar sort of unit at work in Memphis. It's as if we never learn.
Yep. The unintended consequences of what starts out as what everyone believes, not everyone, but people believe is a good idea. Oh, they're going to really, Stress is going to help us get the criminals off the street. Scorpion is going to help us get the criminals off the street. And then things go terribly wrong. Well, more time on that. I want to talk about your fine column over the weekend. And I love the way you start the story off. You recently came across a photograph. You said, I recently came across a photograph of my grandpa lying in bed during his invalid years. Above his head was a shotgun hanging on a peg within easy reach. I'm sure it was loaded. Boy, that was a different time, though, wasn't it?
It sure was. And I can remember, as I say there, as a kid, almost every house you went into, there were visible guns. I never remember ever. I know I never touched one, and don't recall any of my friends ever touching one. But it was indeed a different time. And today, kids do touch guns, and they take them out of the house, and they do very bad things with them. And so, I've always been a supporter of safe storage laws or safe storage practices. Probably better said. I don't think they're intrusive on the Second Amendment, and I think they are something reasonable we could come together on. And we've been finding very few things in terms of guns that we could come together on.
Well, we have to. And we have to, as gun owners, stop thinking that anything done to affect our ability to own guns is going against the Second Amendment or is a slippery slope. There are plenty of people, we already know, there are plenty of people who don't want any of us to have guns. That's right. That's not a slippery slope. We're not sliding into anything. We know where they stand. But who can deny that safe storage? And I've always said there should be lessons. You need to take lessons to handle a gun. You have to take lessons to handle a car. Why wouldn't you have to take lessons to handle a gun? And yet I get attacked for saying that. But the point is, we can't keep going the way we're going. This is ridiculous.
And that's right. And all rights are subject to reasonable regulation. I said that about abortion. I'll say that about guns. And, you know, this is where the NRA got in trouble, where they just knee-jerked opposed any response, any measure. Now, how well they'll work, I mean, nobody can say, but I do think it's a reasonable ask of gun owners to keep your guns locked up. Don't leave them laying around loaded where kids can get a hold of them or thieves can get a hold of them. Don't leave them in your vehicle. I'm a gun owner, and my guns stay locked 24/7. Now, I do think there are people who use their guns or need their guns for self-defense. They live in dangerous places where the police resources are inadequate, and they may not be able to keep their guns locked up when they're in the house constantly. But they should, if that's the case, then they should be on their person, especially if there's a child in the house.
Mm-hmm. You point out in your fine column, Nolan Findlay, Detroit News editorial page editor, room for consensus on guns. The red flag laws, you say they are stickier. Give us a quick take on that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got to, you know, I think it's reasonable to have some process in place where you can remove guns from a person who is dangerous to themselves or others. But I think you have to have multiple layers of due process in place to assure that somebody's rights aren't being unreasonably denied.
You say to make sure that an individual isn't being targeted by vindictive family members or, as you put it, overzealous cops. I never even thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, this is a constitutional right. We have to be careful with it. But again, I think families, you keep hearing these stories about families being desperate to help someone who they, and one of their loved ones whom they know or believe to be dangerous. You know, so there should be a process and to protect the person and to protect the people around them.
And you point out at the end of your column, Nolan, that as a package, Governor Whitmer's first swipe at gun control is not onerous, and with negotiation, there should be room for consensus. I think that's very wisely put from a fellow gun owner.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. I mean, who knows what the next swipe will be, but this one, I think there shouldn't be a knee-jerk response.
I think you're right. I will agree with you. Everything else okay?
Wonderful, Paul. Thank you.
All right. I was just under your office the other night when I was at Maru, that's down below your office, the sushi place.
Oh, yeah. A great place.
I took the kids up, but I looked up, and I know where your office is. But then, like, three offices down, there's a Detroit Free Press sign. I didn't know you were all right there.
Yeah, we're all together, Paul.
All right. Well, we should all be together. Nolan Findlay,
scale.
Detroit News editorial page editor. Thank you, my friend.